Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Det här är Teach Me Sweden, det här är en historiepodcast med mycket humor där två komiker och goda vänner försöker lära varandra svensk historia. Jag heter Erik Broström.
And I'm Jonathan Rollins, and in this episode I'm going back to the USA.
Oof.
Before the USA.
You just blew my mind.
Yes. We're going to talk about some log cabins.
Yep. Och rivalitet med tyskar.
Yeah, man. Is it the Dutch?
Dutch and Germany.
Dutch,
I don't know.
Of Europe.
Dutch is Holland. Yeah, that's
dip
true.
Dipping toes in the new world.
This
that's
is Teach Me
about.
Sweden, not Teach Me Europe.
Yes. Fuck them all.
Fuck them. Shit.
Those of you watching, that's the best acting you've done.
I wasn't acting because I was texting again. I was texting before.
I shocked you.
You shocked me, man. I love it.
I don't know if I shared this, but speaking of acting, I'm starting to feel like an actor. I've done some acting stuff.
Yeah, you did. A well-paid acting gig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why you got to bring?
Because it was.
That makes me feel weird.
Be proud.
I'm proud, y'all. Yeah. I got a well-paid acting gig.
Yeah.
Hopefully I get more, man. I want to act more. I feel a little more comfortable now.
I told you you had nothing to worry about.
You did. Thank you for the encouragement.
Det är klart att du fan.
I have another friend who's done this part before, Catherine, who's also, she's an actress.
Yeah.
And she's told me that she encourages me to.
Yeah.
Have a low confidence in that. I'm confident in that I can make people laugh. That's it.
Yeah.
But did I tell you that somebody, I don't know how much I'm allowed to say,
okay,
but somebody was so bad that they got fired on the spot.
Oh, on that gig?
Yeah. I told you that?
No.
That happened.
Wow.
I wasn't there. I just heard it through the grapevine.
Shit.
That at this gig, so I can't imagine. Well, they were from the country we were in, but they got fucking... You got one more chance.
Wow. Hur mycket kan man fuck up då? Shit.
Can't say your shit, man.
No. Shit.
It's not their first language, so I get it, but...
Yeah, but still.
Whew.
Crazy.
I thought something like that was going to happen to me.
Så länge det inte hände dig, vad jag tänkte säga.
I'm over here like, And then I heard about that, and then I'm like, all right, hey man, I heard somebody got fired today. Anyway, go your turn.
They decreased the chances. You got two.
Those of you watching, we found out today that the software here
does
gestures.
Yeah.
Based on what we do.
Yeah. So if you do a thumbs up, it does a thumbs up.
I apologize. This is corny as fuck.
Yeah. Men om du lyssnar,
nothing to worry about. You just might hear us complain about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is Teach Me Sweden. Believe it or not, a couple minutes in, we are a Swedish history podcast.
Yeah, and you're teaching me about Swedish history today.
Yes, and let's get into it.
Let's go.
King Gustav Adolf.
Yeah.
You ever heard of this guy?
Lite grann. Jag har drunknat i kungar.
Yes, we've spoken about him in the past on this podcast.
Yeah.
You've said that he kind of steered Sweden in a big way, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Gustav Adolf, or is he not the one?
There was I think so. Gustav II Adolf. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Well, he had a vision that we haven't explored yet, that we will explore today.
Like.
This vision was to have a Swedish colony on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean.
Whoa.
They wanted Sweden to have land in the New World.
Vilket år var det?
In the New World.
Yeah.
It's America.
Yeah, of course.
I had to make sure you knew what the New World
no,
was.
No, I know. I know.
I have some dramatic shit written here.
Yeah.
It was the 1620s. Yeah. So America's not America yet.
No.
America's just, you know,
the New
place
World.
That is yeah. found by the great and wonderful person.
Yeah.
Christopher.
Christopher Columbus.
Christopher Columbus.
And we got a thumbs up
from
there. We
got a thumbs up right when I said it. When I was in Spain for that gig.
Yeah.
And the guy, it was Columbus Day.
Oh.
I was there.
Oh, do they have that in Spain? Sorry.
That's what I said.
Jag trodde det var en amerikansk grej.
It is an American thing.
Men de har tagit bort det nu, eller hur?
And I was, yeah. Now they're calling in like a Native American blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Good name.
Happy Native American blah, blah. The song is great.
Yeah.
blah, 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 blah.
yeah.
But the guy was saying that there's so much traffic right now. The driver of the car, he was saying there's so much traffic right now because there's parades for Columbus Day.
Wow.
Columbus was Italian.
Yeah, och han upptäckte inte ens Amerika. Alltså, han fick
not
credit for det.
Yeah.
Men det var ju vikingar där. Det var massa där innan. Och
yes.
för att inte prata om de som bodde där.
And it's called America, yeah. named after yeah. explorer Amerigo
oh
Vespucci.
Yeah,
who really
fuck?
Found America. Yeah, not found, but
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the guy I mentioned in the car, he was like, yeah, you know, Columbus. He was Italian, but Spain paid for the trip.
Yeah.
So we're gonna
celebrate.
Have a day off and have a festival.
Oh.
And he said, you know, he found America. And I was like, did he?
Yeah.
And it got really weird when I said, did he?
Yeah.
But I don't care. Fuck Columbus. He was a piece of shit, by the way.
Eller hur?
Yeah, he was a piece of
fuck
shit.
That guy. Nu är det, men, så det här var 1620 någonstans.
This is 1620s.
Yeah, yeah.
America wasn't fully established yet. America's yeah. not the United States of America until 1776. So it was a big mass of pretty unexplored land. The king, Gustav Adolf, had yeah. come into contact with a Dutchman named Willem Usselinx.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, Willem Usselinx. And on December 21st, 1624, Usselinx was commissioned to form a trading company.
Uh-huh.
This was going to be their way to kind of
okay,
see what's over. Yeah, yeah, see yeah, what's going on. It took time, but then 2 years later, June 14th, 1626, they organized what's called Södra Kompaniet.
Uh-huh.
And it was founded by what's called a letter of privilege, which in Swedish, okay, Troy. That's this letter of privilege
okay.
with exclusive rights to trade in different places
uh-huh.
around the world. There was some in the Middle East, some in Africa, and then they included the East Coast, the U.S.
Okay.
After the king's departure, because there was a war in Germany, also known as the 30 Years' War.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The company's development came to a standstill.
Okay.
So the king's like, all right, we'll visit that later.
Yeah, yeah. Pause.
And I think we've talked about him going to this war, too.
Yeah.
No. Did he die?
I cannot.
I don't remember. I'm
coming to Hollywood.
In 1635, during a visit to Amsterdam, Chancellor Axel Oxenstierna.
Yeah, that guy.
We've mentioned him before.
Yeah.
He came in contact with the Dutch merchants Samuel Bloemaert and Pieter Minuit.
Ooh, French.
Minuit had previously worked for the Dutch West India Company.
Den har vi pratat om.
Yeah.
Herregud, vad allt kommer tillbaka.
Yeah, exactly. This yeah. one ties a lot together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he served as the governor of the colony called New Netherland. So he knew the area around Delaware.
Cause right.
Once America got discovered, it's like everybody's trying to figure
this
thing out.
Yeah.
Who's going to take this new land?
Right.
But America's big as shit. So it's a big thing to take
yeah.
on ownership.
Yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he knew the area around the Delaware River. And he knew that it was sparsely colonized. And he was like, why don't we go there?
Eller hur? Finns det säkert en plätt
yeah,
vi kan...
It's too cold for the natives.
Yeah, yeah.
They ain't perfect. Fucking with that, man. Let's go over there, man. We can make a turnpike. In 1637, Södra Kompaniet was reorganized into what's called the Nova Sweka Kompaniet, the New Sweden Company.
Ah.
Sweka is Sweden in Spanish. I don't know if
right, yeah, yeah. I thought it was Spanish.
And they had the task of establishing a Swedish-Dutch trading post in North America.
Huh.
So now they're making moves
yeah.
to try to see what's up with this new land. Man, a part of me, as I read this, was kind of wishing
Sweden
like
did it.
What they like really did it.
Yeah.
It would be so cool. It'll like tie my life together.
Yeah, but maybe.
And we'd have healthcare.
Yeah.
Probably.
But maybe you wouldn't be born.
Like well, slavery was going on already, right?
No, I mean, if a butterfly flaps his wings.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm
because Sweden, they dabbled in slavery, but they didn't really dig it like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So they probably wouldn't, we wouldn't have America like that. And then how many Olympic medals will we miss out on without slavery?
A lot.
I know that's fucked up. That's really, that might be the worst thing I ever said on this podcast. So they have five Swedish partners.
Mm-hmm.
It's Axel and Gabriel Oxenstierna.
Yeah, brothers, I presume. Yeah.
They're the brothers and cousin Gabriel, same last name. Huh. Bengtsson Oxenstierna.
Huh.
Klaus Larsson Fleming. Nice.
Klaus Larsson Fleming, yeah, yeah.
Super Swedish. And Peter Spiering.
Spiering.
And they also had six Dutchmen.
Uh-huh.
Among them was Bloemaert that I talked about
yeah,
earlier.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say his name. I don't know.
But German names are hard.
And they're all the co-owners. So they're half Swedish and they're half Dutch.
Yeah.
And they're like, boom, let's do this. They made an expedition. They prepared for an expedition secretly because they didn't want to offend Dutch West India Company.
Okay.
Because they're like...
Men det var också svenskt. Eller alltså...
The West India Company, I mean, I think they're Dutch.
Oh, they were? Oh, I thought they were... Okay, my bad.
Well, Sweden had their own trading company. But this, they're an independent trading company, but they don't want to like encroach.
Yeah, 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 right.
Because Dutch West India Company, as I remember that it was pretty big.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
They don't want to fuck with them.
Yeah.
And the Dutch West India Company dominated the area at the time.
Okay.
So half of their crew consisted of Swedes. The rest were Dutch. Their commanders were mainly Dutch. And they had more experience in the transatlantic voyages.
Yeah.
So
they
had that as their advantage. And then in 1637, the end of November, the ships Kalmar Nickel and Fågelgrip.
Good name.
They were like, these are the ships we're taking over.
Vad är den bästa namnen de kunde komma på?
Fågelgrip. What is grip in Swedish?
I guess grip is a kind of bird.
Oh, it's a bird.
Yeah. I think grip is a bird.
So that's like fågel and then another bird.
Yeah.
The bird.
Let's get on the boat. Dog Labrador.
Same type of thing. I don't know any cat species. Oh, cat Siamese.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Captain Siamese. They had 24 men on board.
Uh-huh.
No women. Fuck that.
Of course.
23 were military. And they had a bookkeeper.
Wow.
To make sure everybody, nobody spent more than they were.
Vad skulle de spendera på båten?
I don't know. They're just like, nej. Do you betala det?
Det är svenskt. Då. Det är väldigt svenskt.
We need a bookkeeper. Minuit was in command. And he left the port of Gothenburg, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Gothenburg.
Yeah, good harbor.
Adrian Jørgensen was the captain. And Jan Hendriksen Vandervatter? He was on... on Fågelgrip was Adrian Jørgensen.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Jan Hendriksen Vandervatter was on Kalmar Nickel. Sounds like he was Dutch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the Swedish group was led by Lieutenant Måns Nilsson Kling.
Uh-huh.
On March 23rd, 1638, they arrived at Delaware Bay. It's time to fucking make American.
Great.
America Swedish. Swedish for the first time.
Yeah.
They went up the Delaware River. It's so hard for me to say those two words back to back. And I feel like I'm going to have to a few more times.
Delaware River.
Delaware River. And then they went to the West Bank. Of there, that West Bank.
Inte den som är på tal nu.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they landed on a headland at the confluence of Kristinikil, whatever. It's called the Christina River now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So they went there and they called it Paradise Point. That was the area that was inhabited by the Lenape people are known as the Lenni Lenape. So it's like some native
Americans. Yeah.
And they were like, fuck y'all, this is our shit.
Yeah.
As you do.
Som brukligt var i den nya
världen. These are really nice people.
Yeah.
We're taking this. Sweden's trying their hand at a little colonialism.
Yeah.
On March 29th, Minuit made a land purchase thanks to the bookkeeper.
Uh-huh. Ah, det är därför han var där.
He's like, bookkeeper, come here. Mm. Tell these people.
But finally,
we're going to buy your shit. The five chiefs of the Lenape people sold the land to the Swedes.
Yeah.
The agreement included the land on the west bank of the river from Bombay Hook and the mouth of Delaware River and the south of the mouth of the Shul. Do you know the Northeast geography at all? You know where Delaware is?
Vaguely. Is it
you got like New York.
Yeah.
And then when you go south, it's like New Jersey.
Yeah.
And then the next state is Delaware.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
And then Delaware is really small.
Yeah.
And then you get to Maryland.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's where.
Yeah.
So it's all on the East Coast, though.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Turnpike.
Yeah.
The Jersey Turnpike. The agreement was signed for the area on April 8th at the boat, the Kalmar Nyckel. And the purchase price consisted of merchandise. So there was like, they traded. Hey, man, we'll take all your land for these furs. I don't know if it was furs, but it was merchandise. IKEA furniture.
Yeah. I know the Billies.
We have some Spotify subscriptions.
Yeah.
If you're interested. The first settlement was built. The first settlement they built was called Fort Christina. Named after Drottning.
Of course.
Christina.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it was completed in the fall of 1638. So 1638, now Sweden has a piece of land in America.
Wow.
A settlement.
Shit.
Where people could come and go. They built houses there. They used a technology they called knotty timbering technology. I didn't look into it. But it was a building method that was new to North America. So people were like, oh my God, what is this? Oh,
is it the...
I don't know if it's the crisscross logs.
Okay.
I don't know.
No.
But it sounds like it. Knotty timbering.
Yeah.
Should I look it up?
Or is it naughty?
Naughty.
Yeah, it's a lot
timbering
of
with a
lot
really
of phallus
dirty
symbols. let's go there.
It's spelled naughty like a knot
in
a shoelace.
Yeah.
And this is knotted timber. It's I've seen this type of wood before.
Yeah.
It's a type of wood.
Huh.
That it looks like on a birch tree if you're out there.
Oh.
Wood fans out there.
Yeah.
I used to have a bed made out of birch tree.
Is that Björk birch? Is it white with spots?
Kinda.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now I'm curious. I had a bed made of Alaska birch wood. Sandra made me throw it away because she knew.
Björk är väldigt svenskt. So
Björk träd.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Sandra made me throw that bed out.
Because she doesn't like Björk, the artist.
She knows that's the music. Every time we had sex, it sounded like Björk.
Yeah. Yeah, classic. It's not not for everyone. Not for everyone. Yep.
No, she knew that I used to use that bed for dirty stuff.
Yeah. Naughty stuff.
Naughty.
Naughty style.
For naughty stuff.
It's from it's naughty style.
Are you tying women up? All right. So the settlement was Jordan and Christina.
Yeah.
They had the naughty naughties.
The naughty naughties, yeah.
naughty. But the people around, the relations with the locals, it was good.
Yeah.
They're Swedes, man.
Yeah.
They're not
humble and shy.
Yeah, exactly. They're not coming in like England.
No.
It's like, this is ours.
Yeah.
This is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all land, isn't
it's
it?
It's ours, isn't it?
I put a flag on it. I suck with a British accent.
Got some fish and chips, love. Me too. I suck
good
at it. No.
I don't know.
No.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
For years, I thought I had a good Jamaican accent. And then...
and then you went to Jamaica.
Every Jamaican's like, what the fuck are you... And I finally heard it a little later. And like, I suck.
Oh, yeah.
But the relations with the local population was good from the start. They traded in basic goods with the Lenape people.
Yeah.
It was working out. There was a lot of fur trading, stuff like that back then. the Swedes had a lot of common with the local people.
Yeah.
So that was good. They both liked the, they're used to socializing with other peoples and living in the forest.
Yeah. Perfect.
Just like now.
Yeah.
Swedes socializing. Mm. Tensions arose though with other European settlers.
Ah.
Because, you know, you got your beefs, man.
Yeah, French.
The Dutch?
Hell yeah.
French. They had Dutch because, you know, they were working with the Dutch. So the Dutch were coming there and they were being Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that is.
Yeah.
And they had a colony called New Netherlands in America that was formed in 1614.
Yeah.
So they've been there. So they're like, what the fuck, Swedes?
Yeah.
We're over here trying to take advantage of these people.
Eller, för jag hörde att innan New York blev York så var det New Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm. That's coming up.
Ooh.
Well done, sir. You need to stop reading stuff.
I do.
Make yourself
You're dumber. Supposed to teach me.
Exactly.
Jag ska inte läsa någon mer.
But the New Netherlands was founded, was located around the Hudson River.
Uh-huh.
I forget his name.
The pilot. Yeah, Sully. Yeah.
Yeah, Captain Sully. Shout out to Captain Sully.
Shout out.
And that was a little north of New Sweden. So this is where we're at. And this, I think, subconsciously, I think this is why Swedes love New York so much.
Oh.
There's a tie there.
Huh.
The Hudson is right there, man. Captain Sully.
Yeah, I guess.
But it was a... I'll get to another thing, too, that I noticed when I lived in New Jersey. But so... New Netherlands was a little north of New Sweden.
Yeah.
They had the settlement of Fort Nassau on the east bank of the river.
Mm-hmm.
The Dutch, they were protesting the arrival of the Swedes. They're like, fuck these guys. We're the Europeans that need to be here. but then they had an alliance during the 30 Years' War. So they're like, we got to fuck with each other.
Yes, yes.
So they avoided conflict early on
mm-hmm.
because of that. There was a English colony called the Colony of Virginia.
Okay.
Which is in the area of the U.S. now called Virginia.
Yeah.
Which is south of Maryland.
Right.
So if we keep going directly south on the East Coast, you got Virginia.
Yeah.
That was founded even earlier than New Netherlands.
Huh.
So Europeans were all like dipping their toe in the American water. All of them saying... Fuck the natives. I just want to say that.
Yeah.
Nobody gave a shit about the natives.
Självklart.
All the nations were claiming land in the area despite being largely devoid of European population. So like, there's natives here. What are you talking about? How's this your land? The colony was located on both sides of the lower Delaware River, primarily in present-day Delaware.
Yeah.
But it also included parts of southern Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Western New Jersey, which is where I used to live, I lived in kind of South Jersey, and westward inland parts of Maryland. The part I'll add is I used to drive up and down the Turnpike in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
It gets you basically from Delaware to New York City.
Yeah.
You can drive the Turnpike. And there is a place in New Jersey
uh-huh.
on exit 3, I believe, on the Turnpike, when you go south, like getting down to Delaware. Called Swedesboro.
Oh, really?
And I was wondering back then, is it?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
They're just called, it's like a coincidence.
Yeah.
But Swedesboro is actually one of the settlements.
Oh, shit.
In 1642, they called it Sveaborg, which today is Swedesboro.
Oh.
And then they had a place, now there's a part north of New York. In Connecticut, which is north of New York, and is now called Bridgeport, Connecticut. But before, it was called New Stockholm.
Oh! Fan då, det hade varit så härligt att ha.
It would have been so cool if Sweden would have just fucking put their foot down.
Yeah.
Be a little more of asshole.
Yeah.
And take over.
New Stockholm. Det hade varit underbart.
I'm so, like, it would have been, I think Sweden... never committed to fucking atrocities big time. You know what I'm saying?
After they did the post-Viking.
Post-Viking. It's like they learned a lesson in the Viking times.
Yeah.
So it would have been nice if Sweden would have been the white folks that landed on these places.
Yeah.
And really, I guess it takes more force though than they were willing to apply.
Vi var kanske inte tillräckligt många. Vid ett tillfälle var vi väl, jag vet inte.
Yeah, if they would have, like imagine if they would have really kept their stronghold on Finland.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Denmark. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We would have had something. Fuck.
You know how much easier my life would have been if I came here and I knew Swedish already?
Yeah. But again, the butterfly, the butterfly.
Yeah, 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 it'd be different, yeah. It wouldn't have been as exciting when my friends told me, hey, man, there's 25 Swedish girls.
I'm right. Like, but
I get that in Swedesboro.
Yeah. I go to Swedesboro twice a month, man.
Yeah, man. We go look at the Swedes. They're so social.
So social.
I found a timeline of the settlements.
Yeah.
Oh, here's some of the areas. They got Fort Christina, of course, named after Drottning Christina. Fort Elfsborg.
Nice.
Elfsborg.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is Nya Elfsborg
in Swedish. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was in 1643. Fort New Gothenburg.
Nice.
Which is today Essington. Fort Nya Korsholm.
Nya Korsholm.
In 1647, I keep thinking 19.
Yeah.
It's today's Southwest Philly.
Oh.
One of the blackest parts.
Nice. We just surrendered.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
It's like the hood.
Yeah.
And it was Fort Nya Korsholm in 1647. Then in 1651, Fort Trefaldighet.
Yeah.
Trefaldighet Skansen. Was conquered in 1651, and today it's Newcastle, Delaware.
Oh, shit.
Huh. You might have heard of that, yeah. So those are some of the areas, and that's all right in that little area there. Some of their settlements, 1641. Finland had Delaware County, and that's now Delaware County, Pennsylvania. Swedesboro, 1642, which was it's in South Jersey. Bridgeport, Connecticut. It's so cool that they skipped over New York and then they had Bridgeport, which is New Stockholm.
Det är ingen som kommer vilja ha det här.
What could be good in New York? Let's not even take that. Let's do Philly, Jersey, and Connecticut.
Jag gillar inte musikaler.
Nej. What is this, Liberty? A big port with water and all these islands?
Nej, vi har massa vatten I Stockholm.
It's too similar to Stockholm.
Yeah, fuck it.
You know, there's a lot of similarities between New York City and Stockholm. The city, it's a city of
surrounded
bridges.
By water,
Yeah, it's so many bridges that connect.
Descent.
It's like a lot of islands. They could have...
That's the similarities, though.
Yeah.
Other than that, New York is kind of fucking awesome.
Wait, you don't think...
Jo, jag gillar Stockholm, men...
You don't think Times Square is the same as Sveavägen?
Det är exakt likadant. Sveavägen...
There's a big picture there. There's a big billboard.
Yeah. De gör sitt bästa. De gör sitt bästa.
Yeah. 1643, like I said, Southwest Philly.
Uh-huh.
And then we had New Vasa was West Philly.
Ah.
Where Will Smith is from.
Oh, my God.
Born and raised in the playground was where Swedes spent most of their days.
God damn.
1644, man.
That's what he's singing and rapping about.
There was a place. I've been to this place in Sweden. In 1645. Right now, it's called Yaden, Delaware County. I don't know where I don't know. In Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Delaware County, Pennsylvania. It was called in 1645 Mölndal.
Mölndal?
I'm about to
go.
I've done gigs there. I got a friend from there.
Yeah.
I go there to perform sometimes.
Crazy.
1647. I don't know why. Maybe this is not fun for everybody, but this is fun for me.
It's fun for me. I didn't know this.
I'm familiar with this part of the U.S. West Philadelphia, another one, Torne. It was called Aronamek.
Uh-huh.
And it's today's King Sessing neighborhood in West Philadelphia, another one. Present day Philadelphia, Beaversriede. 1648.
Jesus.
I don't know. I think it's
they had all these colonies.
All these colonies were Swedish, all in a very important part of America.
Yeah.
100 years later, these places are where they wrote the Bill of Rights, they wrote the Constitution.
Yeah.
All of that stuff happened in these places that used to be fucking Sweden.
Shit.
New Sweden.
Shit, vad snabbt det vänder.
Would Sweden have written right to bear arms?
Would they?
Vi kan inte ha en vapen.
Yeah.
Ett vapen, nej.
De hade liksom... Nej, jag vet inte. Nej, det hade
I wonder, like, would it have been, like, it might have changed. So such a sliding doors moment for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If might Sweden have. With their socialist mentality, or yeah. would new Sweden have affected That's... old Sweden? Like, what's so, man what's so bad about up. Guns?
It's like, shit, man blir galen på att tänka på det.
Yeah, man. Det kunde varit annorlunda. There's some history we'll talk about, of course. The colonizers came from all over the Swedish Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, Swedish Empire kind of branched out to the 1600s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sweden was sparsely populated because so much immigration with an E, where Swedes are going all over the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And they still do. It's one of the most traveled people in the world. Shout yeah. out to y'all, Swedes.
We are?
Yes.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Clap.
I don't know the exact number, but a high percentage of Swedes live outside of Sweden.
Huh.
I think it's like, I want to say 30%, something crazy.
That sounds very much.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Sounds like a lot.
Swedes living outside of Sweden.
Det är 30%, det är mycket alltså.
I'm saying abroad, because that's better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course, my first search sucks.
Swedes percentage abroad.
$546,000.
Det är många.
That's what, 0.5? That's not.
Men det är mycket. Det är väldigt mycket.
A lot, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think in relation to other countries, I've read that it's pretty. Hi. Okay, that's not 30%. That's crazy. 30% would be crazy. It's like 3 million.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's still a lot.
It's, yeah, a lot of Swedes live abroad. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, everybody. No. I lied.
Shame. For shame.
The first immigrants were criminals.
Oh, so close.
So they had to choose between doing time here, which used to suck.
Yeah, you, you.
Being in the fucking, you never
yeah, yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Standing there, hey, how y'all doing? I'm a criminal.
Scum. Yeah. Looks. Yeah.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So they were like, all right, either you, imagine if they did this now, either you do your sentence here in Sweden,
yeah.
or you live at least 5 years in America. I wonder when they stopped that.
Oh.
And then they have voluntary immigrants after the prisoners. Why would you send your fucking prisoners to America?
Yeah.
Voluntary immigrants, they came mainly from Western Sweden,
mm-hmm.
Dalarna. Jämtland, uh-huh. we've done an episode about that. Värmland, we haven't done one about that. And Ångermanland, I don't know what the
Ångermanland. Yeah, okay, yeah, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Where people change their minds a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot were Swedish Finns,
uh-huh.
that left and went out there, and they have been forced to flee Värmland to avoid war with Russia.
Oh, because they were coming up from the north.
Yeah, 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 so yeah, they're yeah. like, yeah, man, we. We'll go to New Sweden. Let's get out of here. I can see that.
Yeah.
And then there were war deserters. Mm-hmm. They're just like, oh, I'll go to America. And yeah, criminals.
Om alla i världen skickar sina fångar och war deserters, det är kanske därför ni wrote the declaration and the right to bear arms.
It's like, man, we need this shit. These motherfucking... and this is still 100 years before America's...
Yeah.
130 years before America is yeah. actually formed.
Crazy.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
The Swedish government wanted to reduce the Finnish share of the population
uh-huh.
because why not?
Yeah.
And they ordered the governors in Värmland to arrest homeless forest Finns and bring them to Gothenburg before sending them to New Sweden.
Wow.
So it's like, all right, we're going to see you in America, but first.
Ska hitta några finnar i skogen. Let's play a prank on them. Yeah. We knock them out. They wake up. Where are we? Delaware.
We're listening, man. Hey, did you hear the signal?
Yeah.
Hey.
You're holding a bagel, you do. The homeless Swede. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Förlåt.
They're okay. They're okay.
They're like, we're taking them to Gothenburg first so they get the subway system out of there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't stand on the subway.
Ease into it.
And then they went in July 1641, Calmarnicol again.
Yeah.
And another ship called Charitas that there are on the Charitas. How would you say that in Swedish? Charitas.
Charitas. I don't know. It sounds.
Maybe, it doesn't sound Swedish.
Sounds right? Like Latin or Spanish or something. I don't know.
Columbus.
Oh.
They did 12 expeditions to the new colony.
Uh-huh. 12 på hur många år?
It's the whole thing. This whole thing lasted 17 years.
Okay, shit.
So within that time, 12 expeditions. That's almost once a year.
Yeah, like, yeah.
All right, get the prisoners. Bring them to Gothenburg. Get the Finns.
Yeah.
The dirty people.
Yeah.
Women? No.
Just dirty Finns. Yeah.
Most of the ships belonged to the New Sweden Company, except for the captain and Örnen, which was a part of the Swedish fleet.
Yeah.
Every ship came from Gothenburg for New Sweden.
Yeah.
And they traveled across the North Sea. Between 1638 and 1642, that's when they built up Fort Christina.
Yeah.
For the Queen. The guy Minuit, he was the one who started the construction and oversaw that. And that was like the main base of the whole colony.
Right.
That's how it all started in the honor of Drottning Christina.
Yeah.
And once he built it, he left to go back to Sweden and let them know how things are going.
Mm-hmm.
And then he died on the way there.
Oh, shit.
And he was like headed back and... they don't even say how he died. He just died.
Dead by travel. Probably.
I was going to say, it used to be really tough to make that journey. That's why it's crazy they made so many.
Eller hur? Den har dött en hel del. Alltså.
That new land shit.
Yeah.
So glad this is over.
Yeah. It's old now.
Fågelgrip kept going.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1638, it came back with another... colonizer, a free slave named Anthony Svarts. I do not know if he was a black slave.
Okay.
But he was a free slave.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, man. I want to find out about Anthony Svarts.
Yeah.
And he was on the Fågelgrip, returned to Sweden with tobacco and furs.
Huh.
So they were still trading as they were doing this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of times they would use trading, I did read that as well, to fund the trips.
Okay.
There was one trip. It's in here somewhere. I'm sorry. But
yeah, no problem.
He used the furs. He went to the Caribbean. Like, he took a pit stop in the Caribbean.
Uh-huh.
Which is way... It's like south of America.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then go on his way back up just to sell some fur and make sure that the trip was profitable.
Han åkte till ett jättevarmt land för att sälja pälsar. Yeah. That was a great salesman.
Yes. So you know what you need? Oh, yes, man.
Perfect dialect.
Could you cover your dreadlocks with something? I got a raccoon. For...
Yeah. Oh.
Söder Kompaniet, which was that the thing they built, the Gustav and them. In 1641, it was completely taken over by the Swedes.
Uh-huh.
They were like, get these Dutch out of here.
Yeah, of course.
Actually, the Dutch dropped out.
Okay. Vi ser att svenskarna kastade.
They had interest in the Dutch West Indian Company, which was giant back then.
Just det.
I get that. And then they got a monopoly on the tobacco trade in Sweden.
Okay.
The Söder Kompaniet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And in July, Kling, who we talked about earlier, left Gothenburg with more immigrants, including a guy named Johan Andersson Stolkofta.
Uh-huh.
And over 50 Finnish would-be colonizers and on the Kalmarnica and Charitas. And they arrived in Sweden, in New Sweden, sorry, on November 7th.
Uh-huh.
And they started building up New Sweden. Sveaborg, Swedesboro, and New Stockholm. What city was that? I forget what that was, but New Stock. Oh, that was Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Yeah.
So they're building those up, and he used the Finnish almost like slaves.
Yeah.
He took the Finns who were like, I don't know how to do a Finnish accent, but I'll be a slave. They're singing "Wade in the Water."
I don't even know how they would do it in English.
All you do is "Wade in the Water" in Finnish accent.
Finnish English accent. That's
sun up to sundown.
Wade in the water. I don't know, man. That's tricky. That's a tricky
one. You know
what
we do at the at our midsummer celebrations? We do pop songs in Finnish. Okay. Have you played that game before?
No.
I highly suggest this game. Okay. Anybody out there, they have pop songs played by Finnish bands.
Oh, really?
And you guess the song.
And they do it in Finnish.
The song is in Finnish.
Yeah.
But it's a pop song, so it'll be like
fun,
Firework by Katy Perry.
Yeah.
And it'll be in Finnish, and you can't get it.
Ah, cool.
Because it'll be like, you're like, oh, it's Firework. It's a fun game. Oh, highly cool. Recommend it.
Yeah.
And it's probably how they got entertained on their way back to news.
Of course it was. It was invented on this, yeah.
Söderkompaniet, had a colonel, Johan Björnsson Prince, who was the new governor and took over the area. He had served in Finland. He was familiar with the Finnish language, so it was important because they brought so many Finns to build it up.
Yeah.
And then in 43 to 1952, it keeps building up, but it's starting to, you know, other countries are starting to get a little interested in America.
Yeah.
Fort Nassau had been built before the Swedes came there by the Dutch. And then this guy, Prince, made new purchases and built Fort New Gothenburg. And he had a private residence there, making it all nice on the west bank of the Delaware River. And they said the Dutch had to salute as they passed.
They didn't.
Nah. I don't know how to say no. Yeah.
Nine.
And then they had Nya Korsholm in that time as well. And the Swedish expedition with the new settlers arrived in the colony, and they brought 12 new settlers. That's not even that big of a number. In October of 1646.
12 people?
Yeah, 12 new. And then October of 1646, 14 new.
Okay.
And in 48, 12 new. So it's not even like...
Borde funnits plats för fler.
Exactly.
Hur liten var den här båten?
This might be why it ran out.
Yeah, probably.
We got 7 more people here now.
Okay, vi är dubbelt så många dött.
Exactly. Then they had a boat in 1649.
Uh-huh.
Kattan. It set sail from Stockholm.
Yeah.
To come and bring some more people. And then... It was 70 people on it. So now we got a good number.
Yeah.
And they had women and children on this one, too.
Oh.
The ship sank. On.
De har äntligen förstått att de behöver kvinnor för att föröka sig. Då bara...
On August 28th, 1649, near Puerto Rico. Like, what were y'all doing? Why are you down there?
That was off course, man.
None of them reached the colony.
No.
Because it sank. So now it's like starting to go down. In the 1653 to 55, there's conflicts now. The Dutch and the Swedes aren't getting along.
Yeah.
Prince was kind of tough on the colonizers. And they wanted him to resign. They started like revolting.
Yeah.
How dare they? And then he said, you're mutineers, like you're trying to have a mutiny. And he had people executed.
Oh, shit.
That doesn't sit well.
No. Dålig strategi.
And then the population starts dwindling, which you don't want at
this time. Yeah.
You're building all this stuff. And the population decreased to 70 people because of people just leaving.
Yeah.
There's plagues.
Ugh.
And there was a and they were like talking to the Dutch again, like, hey, guys, can we get more people? Because we need people to come to the colony. And then, what's his name? Prince is going back and forth from the U.S. to Gothenburg. He's trying to get more people.
Yeah.
And they had 350 new colonizers ready to make a big voyage. And then they got dysentery on board.
Oh, nej, så alla dog. Nej.
Around 100 people died.
Oh, shit.
Of the 350.
Oh, fy fan.
And you know the other 250 were probably like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
You know,
like, yeah, 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 yeah.
100 people died on the boat. You got dead bodies on there.
Oh, shit. Oof.
The Golden Shark, which is another boat, it navigated the wrong way.
Uh-huh.
And it ended up on the Hudson River.
Shout out to Sully.
Shout out to Sully. And then the Dutch seized it. And was like, oh, this is our shit now. And on May 22nd, so it was all just falling apart.
Yeah.
And the next year, May 22nd, around 250 colonizers come. And on the 20th of May, it first anchored at Fort Nielsbori,
yeah,
we talked about. But then they found it later abandoned. And it was taken without a fight.
Yeah.
Later, the fort there. Because now we've got the Dutch and the Sweden going at it. And it's not built. Their colony is not building up anymore. On June 21st, they held a meeting with the local natives.
Uh-huh.
And they signed friendship agreements, and they signed new settlements. So now it's looking good again. And then in September of 1654, which is the same year,
yeah,
the another ship arrives in Sweden, and the Dutch followed the development of a Swedish colony, and they were like, "Let's kill them all." Let's end them. The war is still going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the Dutch are like, we're at war with these motherfuckers. Why are we letting them do that? So then the Netherlands, they wanted to support their colonial territories while Sweden is going to war with Poland. We've talked about this in the past.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Going to war with Poland. And they couldn't defend new Sweden. So the colony basically got forgotten,
yeah,
by Sweden as like real Sweden.
Oh shit!
New Sweden gets forgotten.
Yeah,
and the Dutch had 7 warships and 300 soldiers come in and invade New Sweden.
Yeah,
and on August 30th, they forced sail into Delaware Bay, and they reached Fort Trefaldighet.
Yeah, yeah.
On August 31st, and they sieged the fort, and they had 30 fighting men, 10 guns, and the Swedes surrendered.
Yeah.
And the fort was surrendered on September 11th, the most important September 11th of all time.
Of course. That's the only one that comes to mind.
Then they seized Fort Christina.
Yeah,
Christina's spot. And the Swedes start surrendering all of their area, and the Dutch basically take over.
Yeah.
The Lenape people, they assisted the Swedes during the siege.
Oh, nice.
The natives. It's so sad whenever I read any of these things.
Yeah.
That the natives are always so fucking sweet.
Yeah.
You never hear about that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Only in retaliation
are
they mean.
Yeah.
They're sweet to the Swedes who were kind of ass. I mean, not so bad, but
kind of assholes.
You're still taking their land and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they tried to help them. They attacked Fort New Amsterdam for the Swedes who tried to gather forces around New Sweden, but it didn't help. They were just outnumbered and outgunned.
Yeah.
And the Dutch took over. And New Sweden's population was at around 400 people. So they are building up, but that was it, man.
Shit.
There was a fall of the colony, and New Netherlands was now that part of America. And there's some Dutch podcast right now talking about
the victory.
The victory at New Netherlands and Sweden being too. But so many times we've talked about Sweden overextending itself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's such a sliding doors.
Yeah.
To know what would have happened if Sweden would have been a little bit more strategic.
Yeah. Maybe don't let blood rule who's ruling.
Who's in charge. Yeah. Maybe vote. They did. They kind of tried to. They knew that was right too, because they tried to vote on kings and shit. Yeah. The memory of the Swedish era still lives on today, mainly around Wilmington, Delaware. I've been there. I'm so familiar with the area that I get excited. Yeah. The Swedes founded the first Lutheran congregations in North America.
Ah.
Little fun fact there.
Yeah.
They have the church called the Holy Trinity. It's the oldest still active church in North America. Pretty Swedish church.
Shit.
And in Philadelphia, they have the oldest church of Philadelphia. There's a church in West New Jersey that's the oldest. It's also Swedish.
Huh.
And there's several places from the old colony that are included in the National Register of Historic Places as an American National Historic Site.
Shit.
And sometimes I wonder why Sweden has such a, I want to say obsession, but it's not really obsession, but like an affection towards America. And it might be because they were there before America.
Might have been.
There's some historic landmarks that are part of this as well.
Uh-huh.
Like America, like you can't fuck with it. It's American historic landmarks. And in 1909, almost 300 years later, the Swedish Colonial Society was founded by Amadeus Johnson, which sounds like a Swedish American.
Yeah.
With the aim of preserving Swedish memory in America. That's about it. There's some other historical stuff, but we talked about the churches and all of that.
Yeah, that's so good, man. Shit, yeah. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
No.
Oh, perhaps the greatest contribution of New Sweden to the development of the New World, which they called America at the time, was the log house building technique.
Yeah.
You mentioned it with the crisscrossing.
Yeah.
The colonists of New Sweden brought with them the log cabin.
Yeah.
I heard about it as a kid, how great it is, the log cabin. And even President Lincoln raved about it, too.
Yeah.
Which we all learn we learn that he's a great guy.
That's all he raved about.
And slave work.
Yeah.
But it became such an icon of the American frontier that is commonly thought of as an American structure. But no.
Oh, cool.
Swedes.
See, we got our stuff there.
The C.A. Man, we should go to America together. The C.A. Northnagel Log House on Swedesboro, which I drove past so many times. On the turnpike, you don't stop there.
Yeah.
But you're like almost out of Jersey.
Yeah.
And you pass Swedesboro. But there's a road in Gibbstown, New Jersey, on Swedesboro-Paulsboro Road is what it's called. It's one of the oldest surviving log houses in the United States, and it's a Swedish facility.
Cool, man. Tack.
But that's Nya Sweden. Oh.
Shit.
Wait a second. Before I get out of here, I'm going to have to mention the person who suggested this.
Yeah, of course.
I don't see the name. It's just LL.
Okay, shout out to LL.
Shout out to Cool J.
Yeah.
And he's got more suggestions. He sent me three.
Fint av honom.
And this one is the one I thought was cool and to do because I just got back from the States.
Yeah.
And we talked about Austin and the connection with Sweden.
Yeah.
And I got so inspired by that I was like, let's do some more Sweden in America. Nya Sweden.
Awesome, man.
So cool, man.
Thanks for teaching me new Sweden.
Yeah, man.
That was awesome.
That's it, man.
Yeah. Be a patron.
Kinda, I mean, these last two have been kind of long, man.
Yeah.
But
I like it.
It is what it is, man.
We've had some short also, so it evens out.
That's right. Thanks for checking it out.
Yeah.
You can support us by writing a review. Go in right now into your podcast app and say how great this podcast is.
Femkanor.
Give 5 stars, man. If your app gives you 6, give 6. If it gives 10, give 10. It's going to give you 5. Do 5.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. You can also support us, patreon.com/teachmesweden. You can give as little as 10 crowns a month and get extra stuff like this, the video of this. You can see Eric being shocked at this information about Nya Sweden that I gave him. And you can see me struggling to say words in Swedish.
Yeah,
stuff
awesome.
Like that. Or
awesome.
Or ad-free episodes, too, if you don't like commercials. But anyway, we appreciate the support. Most importantly, you support us and you listen to us and spread the word.
Yeah.
Email us suggestions like LL Cool J did.
Yeah. Många kändisar hör av sig.
Yes, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
teachmesweden@gmail.com.
Skriv på engelska till Jonathan, skriv på svenska till mig.
Yes.
Så vi har en aning.
This has been Jonathan Rollins.
Och Erik Broström.
Teaching you Sweden.
Fred.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.